And I know it's been a pretty tough couple of years. Apparently, though, the vast majority of Aussies are fairly optimistic about the next 365 days. So that's good news. That's according to Ipsos regarding the results of its global advisor study into attitudes towards 2022. This morning, we're joined by Ipsos Director David Elliott, Ipsos Australia Director, to tell us a little bit more about it. Morning, David. Merry Christmas.
Morning, Jared. Merry Christmas. Hope all's well.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Apparently going into 2022. Do you want to give us an overview of these results that have said, well, the vast majority of us are optimistic, but can you break down the numbers for us and give us a little insight into what influenced these results?
Yeah, absolutely. So this latest Ipsos survey was conducted across 33 countries globally. But I was reflecting on it this morning, and we did actually do the field work. So we did the interviewing back in late October and early November. Mm. So when you think of the context there is that that's before the world heard about the first case of Omicron.
Sure.
So, you know, I suspect if we got back in, there might be a little less positivity than what we were getting back then. But certainly at that point, people were feeling pretty optimistic. So I think some of the key findings were that, yes, 85% of Australians said 2021 was a bad year, but that was in the context of a bad year for Australia. When we asked them about whether it was a bad year for them and their family, only 59% said it was a bad year. So you do sort of see that greater reflection, but 82% were optimistic that 2022 will be a better year for them, and that sort of had us in the sort of in the top 10 of the survey. We're also among the more optimistic about the global economy. So with 69% agreeing the global economy will be stronger in 2022 than it was in 2021.
Sure. Well, that's good news then. Was this a first-time study then, or have you done this in previous years, the last couple of years, given it's been a testing time?
Yeah, we tend to try and do it each year. I don't think we did it last year, but we did it back in sort of 2019.
Sure.
And so, yeah, and so people are sort of reflecting that it is has been tough, but they are seeing some return to normality. So we even talked about, you know, will city centres be busy again as people return to offices? And 75% of Australians think that's going to happen.
Well, that's good. What about, well, given you did it in 2019, then is this a trend we normally see where people look forward with, I don't know, rose-coloured glasses?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think what we see is that generally across a lot of the surveys Ipsos does when we do those global pieces, Australia does tend to be a lot more positive than a lot of other countries. And I think that comes from a few places. Certainly, I think at the moment, we've been doing a lot of work around COVID and how the community's feeling.
Sure.
And certainly what you see is we recognise that, yes, it's been tough, but when we look at a lot of other countries around the globe, they've had it a lot tougher and we've had a lot less impact. So I think that's one of the things. But that rose-coloured glass is interesting because, in fact, what you see is that's a phenomenon that people talk about when they compare previous years to current life. So it's a thing that's actually a bias that's known as rosy retrospection.
Right.
So we remember things more positively than when we're judging the present.
Right. So any disparity between kind of age groups then in that sense? Because they always talk about, I don't know, I'm a millennial and we often look at kind of previous decades with a romantic kind of thing, like you hear, oh, geez, I was born in the wrong decade or whatever it is. You hear that kind of rhetoric around. But I don't know, in this recent survey, we're kind of given environmental factors and such. I don't know, were younger age groups a bit more tentative looking forward and then maybe older generations thinking, oh, no, it won't be that bad?
We do, again, tend to see the younger certainly focusing a bit more in on the environment. But generally across the board in this particular survey, no, there weren't sort of huge differences across age groups.
Oh, that's good. That's good news then. What are you looking forward to in 2022, David?
What am I looking forward to? Mm. Yeah, I think like most people, just a bit more return to normality. I guess, you know, we're seeing all the borders open up, I think. So a lot of people are looking forward to being able to travel a bit more around Australia. A bit of overseas travel, hopefully. But
fingers crossed, still,
yeah, that still feels risky.
All righty. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, David. Merry Christmas once again, and cheers for giving some insight into, well, I suppose, ordinarily, attitudes of people shape kind of the world going forward. So if we all remain positive, then it might eventuate. So thanks so much for bringing that to us.
Thanks very much, Jared. You have a great Christmas.
And you. Cheers. Bye-bye.